Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support, starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Dana Gastic-French. Dana is an educator turned entrepreneur who founded Upriver Education to support teachers, schools, and districts with multilingual learners. Her BizHub is about that time when a LinkedIn connection led to a family reunion. I'm intrigued. Dana, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. All right, I'll jump right in. So I started my company Upriver about 2 years ago. I left the school system as a director where I had worked for 20 years. And at that time, I was trying to grow my LinkedIn connection, you know, as a small business owner, really connecting in the education world. And one day in my endeavor to get those 500 plus connections, I was looking at all of the suggestions that LinkedIn made for me. And this one gentleman looked kind of interesting. He had a podcast about education. He had been posting some really interesting content. I thought, yes, we should connect. So I connected with him. He said, yes. We started to kind of notice each other's content. And I realized shortly thereafter, after someone I recognized liked what he had posted, that he was my first cousin.
Oh,
yeah. And so as it turns out, so then we wound up having a little Zoom connect and meeting, and boy, were we ever related. Our half hour schedule Zoom turned into about 2.5 hours of going down memory lane. We really hadn't seen each other since I was probably a toddler. So my mom is, and his mom are sisters, and they are one of seven kids, but sadly we lost his mom when he was pretty young. And so that side of the family didn't stay all that connected. But it turns out because our work overlapped, our professional lives started to overlap, we started to connect personally. And he has a wife and a little five-year-old son that my three children are now extremely fond of. We connect at conferences such as the upcoming South by Southwest EDU conference, where we'll both be connecting. And he's actually going to moderate my panel. So it's become this really wonderful sort of circumstance because I made this major shift in my professional world that I was able to open up this side of my family. I wound up connecting him to my other cousins, my brother, and now this whole section of our family is newly connected.
That's awesome and super interesting how genetics are like magnets.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I would say what was very interesting was that when we were noticing one another's content, and when we did connect on Zoom, we recognized that the way we think in sort of the gestalt or the sort of that right-brained way of thinking, that big picture, felt very similar. We both go off on incredible tangents that eventually do lead back to the core topic, but take a little meandering route. And we were patient of one another's communication style in that way. That I find really I only have with my brother, you know, in certain terms of like other people who connect in that way. So the genetics, I think, are strong. They run very strong there.
They run very strong. It's a relief that it was LinkedIn and not Tinder.
Yes. We wouldn't have found each other, hopefully, there.
Well, that's awesome. So Dana, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I serve schools, districts, and educators who serve multilingual learners. So we are providing professional learning or program reviews and support or individual teacher coaching to any school and district that has anywhere from newcomer English learners to more advanced English learners. They can find me on the web at uprivereducation.com. I'm also happily on Instagram at upriver_education And then, as you all know, LinkedIn works very well. So Dana Gastic French on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much to our guest, Dana Gastic French, for coming on and sharing her story about that time when a LinkedIn connection led to a family reunion. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the ELF can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with just 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.